Let's get to some NFL here. Let's continue on. Well, hopefully we helped you out with your fantasy football there with Jamie from CBS Sports. You got NFL week number 2 that is starting tonight. Terry Bradshaw, of course, is a 4-time Super Bowl champion. He's an NFL legend. He loves Pittsburgh Steelers, loves Pittsburgh. Terry Bradshaw joins us in the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Guest line truly steps beyond convenient. Mr. Bradshaw, is it okay that I introduce you like that as someone who loves, you love Pittsburgh? That's okay that I introduce you like that, correct?
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay.
Who was saying that they went and try to get all the football information they could gather? Who was that?
Oh, me, right here, Jonathan Zaslow, your pal.
Jonathan, I'll say a special prayer for you when I get off the air. My friend, you got to let this go and let it just kind of evolve a little bit, okay?
Okay.
He needs to get a life. You can tell him. It's okay.
Exactly. Get a life.
I got to add a little bit of diversity into my life, you're saying, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah. Okay. You could. Well, listen. What does Terry Bradshaw do then when he's not doing NFL Fox on Sundays? Like, what are you doing? What are the hobbies these days for Terry Bradshaw then?
Well, my hobbies are fishing. I love to fish, but I'm a rancher. Have been for 43 years now. I raise registered Angus cattle, registered Brangus cattle, and then registered Grey Brahman cattle. I have 11 dogs,
whoa,
of which 7 are miniature piebald dachshunds, Westies, and a German Shepherd. He's a guard dog because people tend to want to drift into my house around 2 a.m. in the morning.
Got to keep
now
away.
When they drift in, they leave with an arm.
That's
gone.
Right. That's
so
right.
That's kind of cool. I have 4 miniature burros. My lead burro's name is Snoop Donk, and he answers to it. I have a little over 100 head of registered quarter horses. I stand 4 stallions. I give corporate speeches. And when I'm really blessed, you get a company like Pfizer calls and says, we've got a campaign called All About Your Boom.
Yeah, tell us about that. Go ahead.
Well, it's All About Your Booms and Baby Boomers. And I don't know how old you are, Jonathan. But I turned 70 September 2nd.
You're a couple years older than me, a couple years.
Okay, good. So the All About Your Boom campaign is to bring recognition to pneumococcal pneumonia because us baby boomers have a tendency to get this stuff. It's a sneaky old disease. And so my job is to go out there like I'm doing this morning. And for all the baby boomers out there, go see your doctor and see if you need to get the – so that's my job, and it's a pretty doggone good one.
I want you to help us out here with a couple things that's going
all
on
right.
in Pittsburgh, okay? My pal here, Brett Romberg, he was an offensive lineman in the NFL for a long time, so he knows about that dynamic offensive line, quarterback, running back. Give us what's going on here with the situation with Le'Veon Bell. But the part that's interesting to us is – the offensive linemen have been so vocal in their, they're so upset with what's going on. I feel like we don't hear that very often where the players will be attacking each other like that over money. Am I correct?
Right. I don't have an insight for you to say this is absolutely, but this is my opinion on that. I get the impression that Le'Veon led the offensive lineman, someone he talked to said, hey, yeah, I'll be in on Wednesday before the Cleveland game, all right? And I think they feel betrayed, and therefore they're speaking out against him, which is unheard of. I find the whole situation kind of sad because I think the Steelers should have signed Le'Veon Bell. We are in an offensive the NFL is all about offense. If you'll go back and look at the Steelers scoring 42 points against Jacksonville last year and losing 45-42, and they fired the offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, that leads you to believe it is all about offense, so you need Le'Veon Bell. And Le'Veon Bell needs Pittsburgh because, to me, he plays 3 or 4 more years. As great as he is bound for the Hall of Fame. He is an amazing individual, and now – they're doing this, you know, they're butting heads, and now they're slinging the barbs. And so now you can only assume, I hope I'm wrong, that when this season is over, he goes his separate ways, which I find is very sad. Although the Connor guy came in and played very well for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he did kind of what Le'Veon does.
Yeah, he did a great job. But I thought in the beginning, honestly, Terry, that I thought that this was going to be like a ploy to go ahead and get Le'Veon paid. Like, oh, they had a little bit of a coup going on behind the scenes
right.
where the O-line is going to go ahead and stir the pot a little bit more. So then, you know, you get the family going ahead and say, let's pay this man. And then you had Antonio coming out in the media saying, you know, I'll wait for you, buddy. I'll wait for you to get that money. So I was thinking this whole time that it was just a giant coup for the O-line to get this guy paid.
Well, you know, that's another angle. There's so many angles here. That was Brett, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brett, there's so many angles here. But when you start, when you give up $853,000 by missing the Miami game, and it looks like he's going to miss the game this week, that's $1 million. So that's $1.83 million. He has to come in by week 10 to be able to be a free agent after the year. That's going to be about $8 million. $8 million. You're not ever going to make that money up. And I personally have never made $8 million, and I'm 70 in my whole life combined. So I can't imagine this kind of thinking. He is to make $14 million this $14 million. Doc, would you? Well, Doc's not here. Anyway, would you like to make $14 million? Absolutely. I don't understand any of this. I just know that they are a perfect fit, and they need him because this team is good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Speaking about $14 million, I want to talk to you about JJ. And you said you were a fisherman as well. Who's living their best life, you or Jimmy?
Who has the best life?
Yeah.
Whoa, I tell you what. Well, let me tell you this. He does the show at 9 o'clock West Coast time. We go on the air at 10 o'clock West Coast time. We are off the air on the Fox pregame show at 10:01. A car takes him to the airport, and he gets on a private jet and flies to the Keys.
Oh yeah,
he's home. He's home by 4 or 5 that afternoon, and we'll see him again. I'll watch college football game with him Saturday. He fishes all week from his mansion and his yacht boat he has. He's got a pretty good life, my friend.
Yeah, pretty good. Terry,
yes, not bad.
Terry, before we let you go here, you know, we were mentioning earlier on the show how the Jaguars head coach, Doug Marrone, he says that he has not, I don't know if you've seen this, he says that he has not watched a Super Bowl in decades because he says that if he's not playing in it or if he's not coaching in it, it's too difficult for him. What was it like when you were a player? Now, you played in it, you won it a lot, but the years that you were not in the Super Bowl, would you watch the game? Did you hate it? Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I have never missed the Super Bowl, ever, ever. Yeah, absolutely I watch it. That's the greatest day. And I'll tell you what was so great about it. When my father was alive, we had a party. We barbecued. We played games. All the family gathered up at the ranch. We rode horses. We had so much fun. So, and it was a family atmosphere, absolutely. Now my dad has passed away, and I go to the Super Bowl and obviously go there and meet a bunch of companies. And let me be honest with you. I make money, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'll go there and make money. It's fine, but I don't miss the game.
Well, you got to tell this Doug Marrone next time you run into him, he's missing out. He's got to watch a Super Bowl, right?
I've never met Doug Marrone. If he walked in this door right now, I wouldn't know him. Hey, we're in a studio. We never meet anybody. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
We're stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's a running joke on Fox's. They talk about Philip Rivers, and I always say he's one of the best quarterbacks in the world that hadn't won a Super Bowl. And I always say, because he's one of my favorites, and I've never met him. He's right. He used to be in San Diego. Now he's in L.A. Never met him. Never met the guy.
Terry, before you go, tell us again about All About Your Boom. Help out some folks.
All right. Yeah, here's what I want you to do. Brett, you'll love this. I know Brett.
Yeah, Brett's younger, older.
Much younger. Yeah, I mean, I am. And you've seen all my movies. Well, you'll know that allaboutyourboom.com. If you all go there, Amber, you lead the way.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Watch my acting in the spot. I got to tell you.
Oscar Right
really? On. It's some of the best I've ever done. And it's about a resort where I kind of make fun of. It's an amenities thing talking about pneumococcal pneumonia. You'll enjoy it. Trust me on that. So go to it. Allaboutyourboom.com. Don't miss it, all right?
Terry, you're a great man. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great week. Good luck to Maroon. Tell this guy to get a life, too.
Jonathan,
you need help.
Yeah.
You need to go get some help, bub.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. See you, Terry.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. I need to get some diversity in my life.
He's got some good advice for you.
You know, I mean, it's too much
it's
sports.
Like he knows you.
It's too much sports.
The best part about Bradshaw is watching him on. You ever watch him on the panel on Fox NFL Sundays? Yeah. You ever see like where his eyes wander when the camera's on, and he just
he's a hard time paying attention.
He doesn't pay. He's like Coach Tony Fiorentino.
He's just out there having fun.
He's
man.
Like Fiorentino.
He's just having fun
next to Reed.
That's what you want. You just want those guys out there having a good time.
He does, brother. He has
make
a great
it fun.
Time.
Make sports fun.